Welcome to 9to5 Google Daily for Wednesday, July 25th, 2018. I'm Stephen Hall. First up today, we have Android P Developer Preview 5, otherwise known as Beta 4. It's rolling out today to the Google Pixel and Google Pixel 2, as well as both devices' XL variants. And this is the final beta before launch. The new version doesn't pack that many user-facing features. We did notice a new auto-rotate icon in the quick settings toggles, as well as the assistant shortcut has been removed from the Pixel Launcher search bar. But that's pretty much all we've noticed so far. Other than that, this is pretty much a stability release as we near the final release later this year. Also today, the Essential Phone picked up the latest Android P update just an hour after Google released it for the Google Pixel. So A+, Essential. If you want to learn how to install this Android P Developer Preview 5, you can do so over at 9to5google.com, where we cover how to easily sideload the OTA on any Pixel device. Also today, Google, at its Cloud Next conference, unveiled the two-factor authentication Titan Security Key with custom Google-developed firmware, and it's coming soon to the Google Store. So this is essentially a very secure form of two-factor authentication. Google's over 85,000 employees have yet to be successfully phished after the company started requiring security keys for signing in. So this should be a very useful piece of hardware for those that need to secure their Google accounts. And finally today, a test from Loop Ventures shows that Google is comfortably in the lead in terms of its assistant prowess. Google Assistant comes out as the clear winner in these tests above Apple Siri, Microsoft Cortana, and Amazon Alexa. Most notably, the answered correctly column, which last April's test showed the assistant at 74.8% correct. This year, the 800 queries that Loop Ventures threw at it, it answered 85.5% of them correct. Apple Siri also showed notable gains, up from 66% to 78%. Perhaps most interestingly of all these results, though, is how good Google has gotten at understanding queries. It is currently, according to these tests, the only assistant that they tested that was able to correctly understand 100% of all 800 queries that were thrown at it. You can read all these stories and much more at 9to5google.com and subscribe to 9to5 Google Daily in Google Play, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast player to receive updates Monday through Friday. And tune into our longer one-hour talk, Alphabet Scoop, every Saturday morning.